We're.
Shh. I know. Okay. 6 seconds of silence?
No, I got it earlier, actually, so.
Oh, okay.
I guess I'll say Diablo.
I already did. Diablo playing couple.
No, dungeon crawling.
Oh, fine.
Oh,
dungeon crawling couple.
This is great. This is just like the podcast.
This is, hey, this is, awesome. How, this is before the show,
dungeon
man.
Dungeon crawling couple. You happy?
I love you guys.
All right, okay. Jeez. All right. All right, here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Coming to you from Louisville, Kentucky.
It's the At Valentine Podcast with your dungeon crawling couple, Jay and Renee Valentine.
Today is Monday, May 21st, 2012.
And this is episode 61. And we have a special guest today.
Yay.
We have Bugsley in the house with us.
Hi, Bugsley.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. I'm so excited. I feel like I have a famous person on our podcast.
We do.
I know.
We do have a famous person on the podcast.
I remember the first time I heard his voice was on The Instance.
Yes.
And I was like, oh my God, he's funny. And then I actually got to talk to him on Google Hangouts one time. I was like, oh my God, it's Bugsley.
Yeah. And then I remember also when just hearing your voice and hearing you on the Instance, and everything with the segment you did, I was like, there is no way that is his voice. He is making that voice up. And then
I'm sorry, but that's really my voice.
And it's awesome, man. You know, and you know, it's just very unique, and it's one of those things that we really, you know, enjoy. And we, you know, you're one of the inspirations for us as well as, you know, podcasters and just having fun. You know, the work you did on The Instance and everything else, we just, you know.
Yeah, and for those of you all who don't know, he did the Ask Bugsley segment at the end. I think he did every episode. Like, you really didn't miss one for a long, long time, right? Since you started?
No, I think I did. I think there was only one episode of The Instance, and I think that was kind of an impromptu thing where I didn't have a segment. I had it lined up, but it was one of those things where it didn't make it into that podcast. But I did 110 of them.
110. Wow. That is awesome. That's just awesome, man.
That's commitment.
And so give us a little history. What made you do that? I mean, what? And then now you told me a little bit of this, but some of our listeners don't even know this, you know.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Well, you know, when I first started listening to podcasts, one of my friends pointed to The Instance and said, this is a really good podcast to do. To listen to. So I listened to it for quite a while. I mean, this was back in the pre-Randy days when Andrew was on.
Yep.
And, so I was listening and then they had these segments at the end and I thought, wow, that's kind of fun. I think the person now you talk about being inspiration for different, you know, listening to different podcasters and having them be inspiration. Well, the person who inspired me, don't tell him this, he'll hear it anyway.
Right.
Is Daryl. You know, I heard Daryl doing his stuff and I thought that was pretty good. So I said, hey, you know, I bet you I could do something like that too. So I've always had a, kind of a way of thinking with humor stuff that I've written before and I did a lot of writing before actually. We can talk about that if you want sometime.
Oh yeah.
But for this, I've always had it would be really great to have a character that is in the world that looks at things completely differently than they're really supposed to be.
Yeah.
And try and get the humor from that.
Right.
Because there's so many things. I mean, even in Diablo, I mean, you can look at Diablo and it's like, you know, there are townspeople in Diablo that are running around saying, all our barrels are missing.
Right.
There's this guy running around with his friends, and they've smashed every single barrel we have.
I know.
All the, and like all the people are dead in our town, and all the, and all their stuff is taken off their bodies. We don't know what happened
yeah,
to
just,
it.
Yeah, we're pretty much just looting the place. You know,
we're like looters. Actually the villains in the story if you think about it.
Well, I'm thinking too. It's like these people buried. They buried all our dead with armor and weapons. What's that deal? You know, they're rising from the ground. They're skeletons. You know, so looking at things that way. So I, you know, when I did the Buxley segment, I thought, you know, I want to do something that I think can last a really long time if I decided to.
Right.
I don't want to do one off, something that's a one off thing. And there seems to be a lot of things like that in Warcraft that you can look at and say, you know, what about the people with punctuation marks over their head? Mm-hmm. What about the riding you ride, you know, riding around on flying mounts? You know, what about that? You know, right. Various different things you can look at in completely different ways. And that's kind of how I decided to approach it.
Right. And then before the podcast, you started with me. I'm thinking it's with around the TV show Lost. Is that?
Oh, actually what I did was I did some posts on my blog about Lost, but you know, I took that kind of serious because I was trying to figure out what the heck was going on.
Right.
And like everybody else. So I had all these wild theories about things that were going on.
Right.
But the thing I wrote for was the show 24.
Yeah, that was it. Yep.
There's a writer, who you might know named Dave Barry, who's a humor writer. For the Miami Herald, and he's actually in the humor circles. He's quite famous. He's won a Pulitzer Prize and all this other stuff. And he's got a blog where he just points out funny things. And one of the things he started to do was, blog about 24 while the show was running.
Right.
So a lot of people would go in and join in the blog, comments and make comments about the show while the show was going on. Well, I started to do this too, and you know, one week, Dave said, I can't be there. Someone please fill me in what's going on. So I said, oh, okay, I'll fill it in. And I wrote a synopsis of the show,
right.
but I put jokes in while I was watching it. And I did the same sort of thing as I do with Ask Buxley, whereas, you know, people were noticing things or things were happening, like the president standing in front of a plate glass window and he caught a bullet. Well, he caught the bullet the wrong way and he died. You know, things like that.
Right.
And I did that and they let everybody on the blog liked it so much that they did it for, I did it for a couple of weeks and then people didn't really talk about it very much 1 week. And I said, well, I'm not going to do it the next week. So I didn't do it. I wasn't prepared to write it the next week. The whole show finished and people start saying in the comments, well, now we just have to wait for Steve's synopsis and then we can all go to sleep. And I'm like, oh, crap. I went back and I wrote something really quick and posted it. And then I started doing that for the whole rest of the season. And people really started to like that. And then at the end of the season, Dave, so the following Monday after the show had ended the previous week, Dave wrote his regular 24 blog post saying, well, here's where Jack is. We don't think anything's going to happen, but we've been wrong before.
Right.
So I wrote a fake synopsis of what happened that week. I completely made it up off the top of my head. And people thought that was great. So Dave, the next week, posted another. Well, we don't know what's happening with Jack, but we'll have to see. So I did that, and I did that again for 24 whole weeks.
That's awesome.
From June until like October. And then when the show started up the next season, I did the regular blogging. And then a secretary, Judy, our assistant Judy, wrote to me and goes, are you going to do that again like you did last summer? And I'm like, sure. So I did it again for the whole next summer and the whole final season of 24.
Now,
and I did. And then when the show ended, I just stopped doing
now,
it. But
now don't ruin the end. We're about 8 episodes away from the end of 24. Yes, I know we're late.
Of the last season, yeah.
The last season, but
I think what was for us.
I miss Palmer.
Yeah, well, we miss Palmer, but we watched all the seasons and we're in the very last season. And it was like all of our favorite people are gone. You know?
Yeah. And it's kind of like, I know exactly what you mean.
And it's like, it's really hard to watch. You know?
I need motivation. So tell me, is the end really good?
The end's a typical sort of 24 sort of thing.
Okay.
Where crazy, you know,
Jack's riding off on a motorcycle.
Well, it's a water. I won't say anything because I'm really bad at this. I've got this thing, and I know you do too, Jay. If you hear a spoiler, you want to reach through the internets and strangle people. I don't want to do that to anybody else.
Well, you know, for me, I mean, that show, the last season was 4 years ago. Is that right?
Yeah. Right.
So
no, it's spoiling it. 10 years.
Really?
Well, that's me.
Oh, really?
Because
I wasn't going to ask anyway, because there are some people that it may, that's, you know, that's but it's because I'm not, it's right now, it's like I'm not invested in it because, you know, I miss everybody. So it's like, if you told me, and I'd be like, oh, okay, there's no point in me finish watching it.
You know what I should do? I should point you at the blog postings that I made about 24 about the end of the show. Them. Because those really were only really worth reading after you see a particular episode, because it's fresh in your mind and you can remember what just happened in the show. So yeah. I should point you at those and see.
Yeah,
what
do that. Do that. Give it, and we'll also include in the show notes too. And maybe that give us some drive to finish watching it, so we can go and read your post. Because Renee, reads a blog called Tom and Lorenzo. And what they do, they're like in the fashion industry and they critique a lot. And after some of the reality shows like Project Runway and stuff like that, she runs off and goes read what they say.
Like, I read, like, they do a breakdown of Mad Men, which I love for them to do. And so I look forward to their thing. And so I love reading stuff like that. So I would love to read your blog, actually.
Right.
Well, this is kind of the style of it is more of a synopsis sort of thing. Of like things that are happening on the show at the times they happened, and I use a lot of nicknames for people in the show too. So it's like, you know, Palmer is president of Allstate, right?
That's awesome.
You know, and things like that. So if you get confused about who I'm talking about, I'll try to remember who it was, but I'll point you at that later. I'll send you a note.
That'd or be
a
awesome.
Twitter message later.
That'd be awesome.
All right. So
let's get on into the Wicca 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 weekend wrap up.
Okay. So what we did this weekend was what millions of other people did this weekend?
Millions.
Play Diablo 3.
That's why we're the dungeon crawling couple.
See,
I try to be the unrivaled couple, because I looked over and I saw my Speedway cup,
and I was like, "That's cheating. That's no. just like I'm. We're gonna be the lamp couple. That's basically what you did.
No, I wouldn't have. I would have said luminous couple.
Anyway, so we played Diablo. We're gonna talk more about this in the media section, but let's see, we didn't take off work like some people did.
No, we didn't.
We played a little on Tuesday. No, we didn't play on Tuesday at all.
Yep. Yeah, we did.
We did?
We played for...
When it messed up? Oh, we played about half an hour.
We played right before we were on Gaming's After Dark. Yeah. Gaming After Dark. And then we never got back on because we need to watch TV.
Yeah. So we played the bulk of it this past weekend.
Right.
And... It was really, really fun. We're level 25.
Initial thoughts, Buxley?
I am on act 4.
What? Wow. We're only in the middle of act 2. We just got the jeweler.
Yeah, we gotta talk about that, because someone complained about how we've been playing. Let's go ahead and hop on over into some tech.
We'll talk about more about Diablo. I'm excited. All right.
Technology.
All right. So this past week, Facebook went public.
Yeah. And I've heard a lot of people been more mad that they went public, I guess, because people are tired of hearing about Facebook, and some people have a grudge against Facebook. Right. So I'm tired of hearing about Facebook going public. But I mean, it is significant, because as much as, you know, if people complain, a lot of people still use Facebook on a daily basis.
Oh, yeah. And then I think they opened up at like, was it $32 or $35?
38,
and they only went up to $38.23. Is that?
That's right. That's what the first day was. Yeah. Did you hear what happened today?
No.
I didn't.
It went down $4.
What? So everybody who bought that are like, but of course it's just a day. You can't track a stock over just a day.
But still, that's the fact that it went down.
Yeah, it's down almost 11%.
I mean, you know, they didn't make any big announcements that would, you know, it was just like off of, you know, wow.
I don't know, like, I don't know what happened, but I mean, I'm not really into the stock thing because, with my luck, I always lose. So, right. But I mean, I don't know why it would go down so far. I mean, I use Facebook because I have friends who refuse to get on Google Plus and Twitter. So,
and then also Facebook has this neat feature that every week they email you and say, so and so's birthdays of this week.
That is awesome because I have a horrible memory, so I remember when people's birthdays are.
Yep.
So, we don't have any other particular tech. Do you deal with anything techie on a daily basis?
I do. I'm pretty hip deep in tech every single day.
So do you, my mom would say, do you work with computers? That's what she says. You work with computers?
I think everybody
does. I work with computers. Yes. I work with big computers.
Nice. Like servers.
I actually work at the National Center for Supercomputing Applications.
See, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I know you know everything, Jay.
Well, no, I don't.
I didn't know that.
No, the only reason I knew was because I remember when I was talking about the Unix news alt. You know, I'm trying to remember because you never went to at school. We didn't go to alt.erotica. All that stuff.
What is alt?
You mean the Usenet news group?
Yes, Usenet news group.
That sounded dirty.
Well, it was dirty.
Oh.
I mean, if you wanted to download pictures, it was like in files. It would be like four part files, and it's just like all this code. So you download all four of them, and then you merge them together. And
this is way before my time.
This was what 90. Well, for me, it was 93.
Yeah, it was 14.
Right. It's 1993 for me. But I think that's when I found out, that you worked there. So that whole conversation came up.
You work with supercomputers.
Yeah. Basically, there are large amounts of computers that just, run jobs that work. You know, work together to solve different problems. So
that's cool.
That's awesome.
It sounds fun.
I actually work on a project that does processing for a telescope they're putting up, and we're going to try and put up in Chile.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll take a picture of the night sky every 3 days, and the images from the telescope will be 3.2 gigapixels big.
Wow!
So they're big. Data files, we're getting about 15 terabytes every night sent to us, and then we process it and store it and make it available to the public eventually.
Every night?
Yeah.
That is.
When it goes online, it's going to go on. It's going to be a few years before it goes online still, but we're preparing for that now.
So since you work at, you know, this humongous place with big computers, I guess I would say that you're semi on par, you know, infrastructure is kind of like with Google or
no. See, it's different. We're more specialized. Google is probably quite a bit bigger with the number of systems that they have.
Okay.
But our system is used as one computation device. So in other words, you know, the new computer they're putting online is going to be capable of running at petascale, which is like, you know, after terascale computers.
Oh, there's more.
One further beyond that, you know. So it's like really a lot of processing power, and you can dedicate a lot of servers all at once to run that stuff.
I want a petabyte hard drive. Can I get one of those?
Well, it's You'd have to get a lot of terabyte drives and hook them all together.
Oh, okay. So there's not one petabyte drive.
Yeah. So
they need to come out with that.
A petabyte is 1,000 terabytes.
Right. I want that. I'm sorry. I want it. You can't fault me for wanting it because I have a terabyte now and I'm running out of space.
You don't have a terabyte now.
I have half a terabyte.
Yeah.
It's running and.
Yeah, we gotta.
I need more space.
We both need more space, but.
So if you remember, well, from 93, if you're on the net at 93 and you remember Mosaic.
Yes.
Right?
I remember Mosaic.
No, I wasn't on the
that's,
net.
That's from where I work.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. There
and,
we go.
And the Unix version of that, I worked on the Unix version of that.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome because see, I went to school at North Carolina A&T, Agricultural and Technical University.
Right.
That's the same school that Ronald E. McNair went to. You know?
Uh-huh.
And I was in the engineering department. So they had a department was heavily funded by NASA.
Right.
And so they had a lot of experiments going on there. And then I did, you know, some studying with one of the doctors there with, on robotics and stuff like that. When I was a sophomore and stuff. But, you know, love happened and, you know, I kind of, you know, didn't stick with it like I should have. But yeah, so I didn't finish the studying with the doctor and everything else on the robotics and stuff. And, you know, yeah, some, you know, bad choices, not bad choices, other choices that right. happened and stuff. But yeah, you know, Department of Engineering was awesome because that's where, you know, our computer science degree was. And I always complained about how computer science, we pretty much took the same math and the same science and same physics, just like, you know, an engineer. So it's to the point where, you know, we were taking, you know, Cal 3 physics where we had to use differential equations and all this other stuff. And I was like, this is ridiculous. I just want to program.
Right. I'm right there with you.
I don't want to build a bridge.
Right.
But yeah, so, you know, Renee's the programmer in the house and I'm more of a.
Yeah, I do programming.
I'm a server administrator, you know.
Well, server administrators, without you guys, we'd be hosed.
This is true. I need servers to work, Jay.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. But you have to understand, absolutely. Too, because I have some of the programming background is that sometimes, you know, I do use some of the programming to make my job easier.
Right.
You know, and, you know, it's good to be on both sides. You know that the developers need what they need so they can do what they need to do. But right. sometimes developers, they need to see on the server side that, you know, even though we have all this processor power, sometimes we can become oversubscribed in a certain situation, you know.
Yes.
But
completely understand that.
I know both you and Renee are great developers, so. Mm-hmm.
So Renee, what do you develop?
Develop software for an insurance claims clearinghouse. Basically, we send files. We're the middleman for doctor's offices and insurance companies because the law mandates that files have to be in a certain format. And if a doctor's office can't upgrade, we actually upgrade their file for them. So we're basically slaves to the customer.
What language?
I program in a language I didn't know anything about. It's called PIC.
Right.
Oh, you know it.
I don't know how to program it,
but no one has ever heard of it. I hadn't heard of it until I was interviewed with them and they said, "Are you willing to learn something new?" And I said, "Sure," because I went to school for C#.
Right.
So I learned a whole new programming language and, yeah, it's not too bad. It's, I don't know. Some people think it's like a big black hole and they don't understand it.
And
but
it's funny because Renee's like, I think I'm the youngest person in the world that knows PIC.
I am.
She's like,
all of my other coworkers that know PIC there, they're at least 45 years old to 50 years old. And I'm like, okay.
Can I tell you how old I am?
I said older, not old, just older. So.
All right. So with that, we're going to hop on into a little media.
Media.
All right. So, last show we had two movies, Spy Kids and Legacy.
I ain't gonna lie. I have no shame about what happened.
So I have to ask Bucksy, have you seen Spy Kids? I know you have kids, so.
I've seen Spy Kids probably numerous times.
So, I have too. So, what was your thought about Spy Kids?
Okay, I haven't seen it, so don't spoil anything, by the way.
I'm not going to spoil anything.
No?
It's the typical series of the first one was okay as a kid's movie.
Right.
But the second one, and I think they even did a third one.
Which was 3D.
Which got a little nutty.
Exactly.
A little nutty, like they weird went, or wasn't good anymore.
They went nutty.
Went off
like,
the rails.
I didn't really think Antonio, you know, I had a different impression of Antonio Banderas when he first did the first one.
Yeah.
Then by the time he did the second or third one, I was kind of like, oh, and then he was a cat for Shrek, so.
Right. Downfall.
Right. Well, I'm not saying nothing, you know, I mean, the guy's making probably a mint.
Oh yeah,
and he was Zorro and all the rest of that stuff. But you know, the first one pretty good, second one, third one, what?
Exactly. See, and that's why I put the first one on there. I didn't put the second or the third.
That's true.
The first one wasn't bad.
Okay.
So
I have to admit we didn't watch it because of Diablo. I have no shame.
Right.
But we did watch our other one.
Which was Legacy.
Because it was going to go off Netflix that day.
So and Renee was like, we're going to watch it.
Yes, I demanded.
So
I got my way that time.
Legacy was starred by one of Renee's sweethearts.
Whew.
What's his name?
Idris Elba.
Idris Woo. Elba. Idris Elba is also the same guy
that,
Idris that did Luther. For those that may have seen Luther, which is a UK sitcom.
He was also, what is the action movie he was in?
And he was in, not Killers, but, it was,
look it up. Well, and he's actually from England.
He was in Thor. He was the Black Viking in Thor.
Oh, right.
There you go. Yeah, yes. I had to do something geeky. Yeah.
Yeah, he was the gatekeeper in Thor.
Oh, and he's going to be in Thor too.
Of course.
And he's going to be in Ghost Rider.
What was the...
And Prometheus.
He's in Prometheus?
Apparently so. He's Captain Janik. I'm excited. The Losers. He was in The Losers.
Oh, The Losers. That's why I went to Killers.
I am excited to see him in all
so
those movies.
So, this movie, Legacy, it was a thriller. And it was a thriller in the sense of you was kind of trying to figure out what all was going on. And it's about a guy that was kind of,
he was,
tormented.
Special, yeah, he was special forces.
Special forces. And it is really, it was,
I think it's good.
It was a little long in the middle and it's kind of every now and then we just kind of like, what's going on? And then at the end,
it came together.
It was like, wow, that was crazy.
Yeah. Do you know how some movies at the very end they have like a whoa kind of, feeling yeah, it was yeah. kind of like that.
You know, what was like that was Denzel Washington was in this movie and
wasn't Training Day, was it?
No. It was not
Man on Fire.
Book of Eli.
Oh, yeah. Yep. That had the same kind of thing. Yeah.
Well, okay, that was Book of Eli, but Memento. Have you seen Memento?
That also had the same.
No,
one
I have not.
Okay. You need to watch one. You need to watch Memento.
It's a good movie.
It's a good movie. It's kind of a thriller. I think there is some killing in it.
And you have to, pay attention. This is a movie. If you don't pay attention, nothing will ever make sense.
Because Memento is based around a guy that has, he has a problem remembering things. So the movie starts at the end, and he's trying to remember everything that happened. He's left these little notes around to kind of tell him what's going on. And he'll have like a note that says, don't trust so-and-so. And then this, that, and the other. And it's really, you know, one of those movies at the end. And you're kind of like, really?
So that's another one. So, we have failed, but we get some leeway with Diablo coming out. So,
all right. So we're going to do a quick roll.
Did you put that one back out in the ether yet?
You want to go
Spy
back
Kids.
In the ether?
Yeah. Or we can watch it.
No, I'll throw it back out in the ether.
Okay. You ready?
76. There it goes. Bye, Spy Kids.
Let's see. It's even, so it's zero. 63.
Even is...
One? Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I always do this. So 163. I always get that wrong. Every episode.
A week before his wedding, Varian learns that a past lover has contracted the AIDS virus. He takes an HIV test, but his anxiety threatens to boil over.
Who stars in this?
It's a black movie.
It's a black movie. I put this out there, didn't I?
No, I did, actually. You like that, Bucksy?
Bucksy knows. Like we were talking about, it's a black movie.
It's a black movie. We don't know who they are, but it's one of those black movies. So.
It probably stars, either Kimberly Lee's.
No.
Who's the one that plays the Gabrielle Union?
It's none of those. It's okay. Kenny Young, Sadiq Muhammad, Eric Lane.
I don't know any of these group. People.
Yeah, it's
I'm not sure why you added
it's actually an independent movie.
Okay.
So.
Well, see, we're supporting independent. So, yay. Yep. 1 week. Maybe it'll be good. Okay. The second movie. It's also even, so it's 164.
Wow.
I kid you not.
Oh, re-roll that, because it's Bob's Burgers. Oh, you know what? Let me throw.
No.
Yeah, I'm not going to touch it yet. Ooh, we're so close to Daddy Daycare.
Is that good or bad? I've never seen that.
I know you haven't.
That's not bad.
So, let's see. It's odds. So it's 51. All no. Right. That's 15. I gotta roll again.
Okay.
Apparently, I can't read dice. Dice. Die is one die.
Whichever.
Okay. 197. Just do the last one on the list. I know we don't go that high.
Outsourced. Who put outsourced on here?
I did not.
Oh, I think I put that on there. I'm going to take it off.
We'll take it off. And what's the next one after that?
Not a bad movie.
It's not a bad movie. I want you to see it.
Okay.
It's better. It is better than the show.
Okay.
Did you watch the show?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Okay. So I started watching the show and it was funny, like the first one. And then I was like, oh, this isn't funny anymore.
Yeah. So. They got kind of offensive in places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that movie's not a bad movie.
It's okay. Not.
I was actually very surprised to see they did a TV show after it, to tell you the truth.
Yeah. It's like, how are you going to, I mean, so it's, well, anyway.
If
you've seen the movie, don't go watch the TV show, because they just take the TV show and spread it all over how many weeks they were out with bad jokes, bad puns. And
all right. So 1 week and outsourced. We're going to try to get those done. So, all right. So. I want to talk about a subject. This is a lot of people don't understand. I'm going to talk about My Little Pony Friendship is Magic.
Okay.
Now, when I was younger, I loved My Little Pony. I loved the figurines. I loved the show that was meant to sell the little ponies. And it was great. So, just fast forward to 2010 or whatever, or 11. And, I hear about this cartoon with these ponies that look nothing like the ponies I had. So I was like, poo poo. It's a kid show. It's probably not very good. Then people started liking it. And I was like, what the heck? And then bronies came along, which are guys who like My Little Pony. And, I kind of poo pooed at it, but then I was like, to each his own. I hadn't seen it. So, and everybody was like, it's so good. So I actually sat down and started watching it. I wouldn't call myself a Pegasister, which is what Link Theris called
goodness,
me.
Yes, really?
Link Theris said, so you're a Pegasister. I was like, I don't know about that yet, but it's actually a really good show. And they have funny humor that adults would think is funny. And it's really good. Now, have you seen any of these, Buxley?
No.
Good man.
Do you have any desire to see them?
it took me about 5 years of convincing to go watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer, the TV show. Now I realize that was a serious tactical error on my part not to be watching that show.
Okay, so.
But I have to draw the line in My Little Pony.
But I said the same thing, and I'm glad I watched it. Actually, I am glad I watched it.
Jay, back me up.
Well, actually, I can't all the way. Well, here's the thing, though. See, I've watched, I think I watched maybe, four shows.
It gets better.
And, it's not bad. But I think the reason I'm watching it is because I linked, the good master of AIE. He linked a video of like an hour long video of all the mistakes that they made. And like, there'll be like this pony that had spots on her, on her leg, and one scene and the next scene is not there, or the wings will be out of sync and stuff like that. So I watched this video.
Yeah, but it was a funny video. It was the way he did it. It was funny.
Yeah. And so I watched that video. So now I just watch it for the bloopers. It has a pretty good story. I mean,
there's some ones that are really funny and they make you kind of laugh. So, or at least smile.
You know, I'm not a brony, you know, but I mean, I'll watch Transformers Prime again before I properly finish it.
Well, since we're talking about this, if you were a pony, what would your cutie mark be, Jay?
A skull?
A skull would be your cutie mark. Like, are you talking about the Punisher?
I guess, or a compass. It'd be that or a compass. I don't know.
Okay. Buxley, play along. Okay.
Like, okay. I know what you're talking about.
If you were a pony, what would your cutie mark be? A cutie mark, do you know that symbol on their butt? That's a cutie mark. So if you were a pony,
what would be your
butt mark?
What was it?
A cutie mark.
What's another way to call it? The little tattoo you get right above your...
A tramp stamp.
What's your tramp stamp? But
I could say something really rude.
No, just say it's supposed to be what your passion is. You're passionate about. You can do it.
A laughing face.
A laugh. See? Oh, someone who's like laughing. Like the comedy tragedy thing?
No, just the comedy thing.
The comedy part.
The comedy part. That would be awesome.
What would yours be?
A horse. A pony.
So you have a pony. So Renee would be a pony with a cutie mark with a pony. And that cutie mark would have a pony.
Yeah.
It'd just be like, would it just keep?
Inception.
Right. Inception only ponies.
So anybody who disses My Little Pony, at least watch 5 or 6. Then diss away if you still want to feel like dissing. But at least watch a few.
Or say you have and still diss.
No, you can't do that. It's cheating. Sure. So we're going to get along to the meat of our show that everybody has played.
Diablo 3.
He's back.
Yep. So of course we're going to keep it spoiler free, which I don't want to because after act one, you know, I lost it.
You know, Jay lost it. He has a new hero. Put it that way. After act one.
And I heard it gets better. So we're in the middle of act two, and Buxley, how far are you in?
I'm at the beginning of Act 4.
And so how much better does it get after Act 1?
It's good. I mean, it probably maintains the same level as what you've seen so far.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't really... Let's put it this way. I haven't seen anything that made me go, oh, no, that's wrong.
Okay.
It follows pretty much along the way I expected it to, even at the end of Act 3. And it's good. I'm really enjoying it.
No, good.
That's awesome. So, do you feel like they made a marked improvement from Diablo 2, or have you played Diablo 2? I guess I
can't remember if I have played Diablo 2. I was so hip deep in EverQuest at the time that I might not have played it. I've got Diablo 1 sitting on the shelf. I'm looking at it right now, but I can't remember if I played Diablo 2. I remember playing Diablo 1, it scared the living snot out of me when they went the way it ended. It's like, oh yeah, you're all good, and they're going to take that heart, look at that nice thing that you cut off of it, and you, what? You put it, what? Hey! Oh, no, where's the next chapter? What? That's how it
That's
ends.
That's it?
Oh, what?
So, I played Diablo 2. I never finished it, so I don't know, even though I don't remember how Diablo 2 ends.
I'm going to have to go read what happened at the end of Diablo 1, because this is my first Diablo game.
Yeah, I would like to know what happened at the end of Diablo 1 if it was like that.
So, yeah, well, you got to go play it because it's great.
So
I have to say the graphics in this are really good. I mean, I've got a pretty good sized monitor here, and the resolution's great, and the graphics are great, and they must have spent. I can't even imagine the number of people that must have been working on the graphics for this thing, because the different areas that you go into and the different things that you see are just, I mean, even things you never get to, you can look at from a distance.
Right.
Amazing. I can't be less vague than that.
Yeah.
So I mean, the graphics are great. I do love the graphics.
I mean, so in the one city, can I even say the city?
Is the city name a spoiler, Buxley? Like the second
you can say it. I don't think it's
so
really.
So Caldium.
Caldium.
You know, when you walk in there and like you can see the the city from top.
Right.
So it's the stuff like that. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Man. That's just amazing.
Yeah. I mean, it's great.
And, I was like, ooh. Cute.
And the new class is awesome. I haven't played it, but the new class looks awesome. Jay is playing.
I'm playing a monk for my main, and then I've been toying around. So I did a monk. I'm doing my monk as my main that I'm doing with Renee. And then I got a sorcerer through Act One again, with a bunch of friends on Saturday. And then as soon as I finished that, I start Act One again with a demon hunter. And so I got my demon hunter like the 10 or 11.
And that's going to be my next because I want to play demon hunter.
Right.
I like my barbarian. I had to switch after Act One. I was like, I was dual wielding like scythes, you know, it was so cool. Act Two. Yeah, I was like, I think I need a one handed a shield. So, are you playing multiple or are you just playing one right now?
Just playing one right now, and I did exactly the same thing you did.
Really?
I got that shield. Yep.
Oh, so you played a barbarian?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I found myself in Act Two, like, oh, I need to take a potion. Oh, I need another potion. And I think I need another potion. And I was like, okay, yeah.
See, and I'm playing a monk, so, you know, I have my heal. And then I have a potion also. So
yeah,
it's pretty awesome. And
But
I have read that some people are able to play their monks almost like healers because when you use spirit, you get healed by using spirit also, yeah. Which is my, you know, like you have rage.
Yeah. So. But like after I got the shield, it's like my health hardly ever goes down really. So it's kind of cool. So,
it'll go down.
Oh yeah. I heard it. So, do you think you'll stick with it and play through all the harder modes and everything? Or you think
just once is enough? What I'll probably end up doing is I'll probably end up playing this straight through, until I finish. And then I'll probably play another character class, probably with other folks once I get up to a decent level so I can either join you guys or Ralph or whoever else or my friend John or whoever else, end up playing with. But right now I'm obsessive about wanting to finish this. I know it's going to be a while before I finish it because I have to get through this. I think there's only four acts, isn't there?
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
Right. So I think I can get through this. And then I kind of step back and take a look because there's some things that have been happening in the game. Not gameplay things, but just some things that I'm like, you know, I really wonder how another character class would have handled this.
Right.
Because there's some abilities that you get with the runes and everything that really make, you know, one of them I just call my panic button. It's like, oh, look, I better hit the panic button right now. Otherwise, I'm going to die, you know. So I hit that and, you know, when I started using it, you know, that ability, I'm not going to say which one it is because you haven't gotten through to this, but it's like, oh, that made that a lot easier. And then I progressed further into the game and it's like, oh, that panic button, it doesn't work as good as it used to.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the save me button isn't saving like it used to save.
Right.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So go ahead.
No, I'm just really enjoying the game. I really think they did an excellent job with the graphics and the storyline's good.
Right.
Yeah, I'm trying hard not to say any spoilers.
Right. So one of the things that we had one of our friends talk to us about said that the reason we're going so slow is that we loot everything.
And yeah. Even grays and whites, we pick them up.
Yeah, and we sell them.
And I'm sorry. I know they're only worth 3 gold, 4 gold is then, but you know what? Screw it. I cannot just leave stuff lying on the ground. Are you kidding me? That's not my personality. And I have to go every portion of the map, and Jay and I have two different methods. This is so weird.
We have the cinnamon roll method.
Yeah.
Which is where you work from the outside, going around the whole edge.
And you go in a spiral.
Just go in a spiral, working your way in.
And that one's me.
That's Renee.
That's all me.
And I am the lawnmower method.
right.
He goes back and forth.
You know, from back and forth.
So we switch it up. So it's just
I'm the windshield wiper method.
Really?
So I kind of go from one side and kind of sweep across to the other side. So and I move up a good ways and I sweep across that way. Yeah.
See, there's a new method. There's always a new
method.
That's
cool, man.
So yeah, you probably don't pick up whites and grays, do you?
Oh, I pick up every darn thing.
Oh,
and as soon as I get to the point where I can't lift anything anymore, if I'm not near a portal, I don't even portal back. I just drop it on the ground and I keep saving it up. Now my problem is I got so many darn yellows that I can't even use, and I haven't put up on the auction house yet, that I don't really know what to do, because it's kind of like, do I salvage these things or not?
And I don't know what to do. I'm going to get to that point, because my bank is, I can buy maybe two or three more rows and that's it. So.
Yeah, me too.
So basically what I've been doing is, so, you know, I created like one of each character. So I have characters that are like level one with all these items on.
Oh.
for when I get ready to play them and stuff. And right. I actually last night I did put some rares on the auction house to see what happens. You know, so I'm curious to see what happens, if they get sold or not, because I didn't even make some of that money back from where I was crafting, because, you know,
Oh my gosh, he crafted big time.
I was making those level 25 pants, and I made like four pair for Renee, and then like on the last one, I got one for myself.
Every time he kept trying to get a pair for himself, every time it was a better pair for me. Every time.
And I was like, really?
Yeah, it was hilarious. I was like, oh, thanks, babe.
So you said you stack up, you know, you just stack it all into a pile.
So what happens is I'll get to the point where I've got to pick up this blue that just dropped, right? Then I'll, and it says, you can't pick that. You know, I'm overburdened.
Right.
Says. And, what I do, I just open it up and I'm looking at all the whites and the grays, and I throw them on the ground. I pick up the blue and I just keep going. I don't even portal back.
See,
I know that's killing.
No.
You want to jump in my game and you want to run around.
I do. I
agree
grab
with
your
you.
Stuff.
It's just, I keep forgetting I can go back to town whenever I want with that portal.
I know. Yeah. That's the only reason that we do it, is that, I mean, there's no cooldown on the portal and we don't have to carry no portal scrolls or anything like that. I mean, it's free. Why
right.
not? I mean, we have it down to a method where we just go in, merchant, D-E-D-E-D-E, bank, stash, stash, go back.
And we're like in and out in like a minute.
Right, right. Yeah, so. No, and the thing of it is I should have been doing that, but I just forgot, you know, because I've got, I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh, where's the last waypoint thing? Oh, I don't know. I gotta go back. No. And I keep forgetting about the town portal, but I, you know, even in the last, boss fight that I did at the end of Act 3, it was like, I hope that's not a spoiler, but the fact that there is one, there should be a surprise. but I actually realized I had that thing. I'm like, there are blues on the ground. I had to drop blues on the ground.
No, that sounds
horrible. So I
portaled
back. I deed everything. I came back. I grabbed the blues. I went back on the portal. And then I went back and I walked back. So I didn't have that darn portal sitting there in the middle of the town that I was in, or the place that I was in, and walked back to fought my way back to the waypoint since I stopped right before the last boss fight, and actually finished that off before we got on the podcast here, and then walked back. So I'm like, it's clean. No one's going to be in the portal. You know, and of course the Bugsley in me comes out. It's like, if I leave that portal, there are children to walk through that.
I love
That's
it.
Not going to be any good.
That is awesome. It. That is awesome.
So that's Diablo. I'm enjoying it immensely.
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it. So, and then also this past weekend, Torchlight 2 beta came out. We got the email from Runic Games, and they told us that the beta was available. I downloaded it. I played it for like 5 minutes.
I didn't get to play it. I downloaded it, but I was like, Diablo.
So did you play have you played the first Torchlight, Bucks?
Nope, have not. That's on my list of things to play.
It's a really good game.
I've been purposely staying off of playing other games for a while because I've got other projects I've been trying to work on.
Right.
But Torchlight is definitely on my list of things to play. That and Uncharted 3.
Oh, such a good game.
Oh, nice.
I loved Uncharted 2. So that, Uncharted yeah. 3, I can't wait for that.
That's
and
the best
Skyrim.
Movie you'll play.
Oh. I've not played that either.
Skyrim, I got... I didn't get very far into it, but I like it. I just no time.
The thing with Skyrim is that you have like the quote unquote endless quest and everything else. So you have Renee who wants to do every quest. So there's always quests, so she never gets to the storyline.
It's really sad, but I have to make myself like start doing the story quest, or I'll never get out of Skyrim.
Right.
So
Torchlight, pretty much is, you know, I mean, it's a cheaper version of Diablo.
It's a dungeon crawler.
It's a dungeon crawler as well, you know, and the graphics, they're both like cartoons, but the, Torchlight is like My Little Pony type cartoon. Look,
right,
they
right.
look, they, mm-hmm. they're shiny.
Yeah, and everything's really cartoony. Like, it's super cartoony.
Yeah.
Is the third one, I mean, the second one just the same?
Yeah, it's more shiny.
But you get adorable pets. You can get a papillion pet. You can get a ferret pet that has, like, goggles on, Buxley. It is adorable. Awesome.
And from what I hear is that, you know, instead of you going back, you can send your pet back to sell your items. And then also, they
they had that in the first
But they one. Also added that you can have him buy you scrolls and stuff like that.
That's cool.
So you'd be able to send them to buy scrolls.
Can you put
the
stuff
town.
In your bank? That'd be
I
awesome.
I don't know. I just kind of read what some of the guys at work were talking, you know, wrote about and said it was pretty good. And it's $19.99, you know?
Yeah. I mean, $20, it's a good deal.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, it's funny. A lot of people, I think, are turned off by cartoony graphics like that.
I can see that.
I used to be because I've done a fair number of 3D graphics work and for my job and otherwise. And I used to be a purist. It was like, oh, it's got to be realistic looking. I looked at WoW the first time. I'm like, no way. This is going to be any good because it's not realistic looking.
Right.
I played EverQuest 2 for a while, and the thing struck me was, you know, it looks really good when it works, but when it doesn't work, it snaps you right out of that area.
Yep.
And WoW has only done that for me once. I thought, you know what? That's brilliant because nothing can look wrong on WoW because it's always the same style. It always looks great. The only thing that ever popped me out of that and said, hey, that's not right, is lava that was in Wrath of the Lich King in one of the caves. That's the only thing that ever bothered me about that.
See, we didn't have a good enough computer back then to really see that.
So everything was messed up.
I mean, it was like towards the end of Wrath of the Lich King when we finally had decent computers, you know, so we didn't get to, but when we did get new computers, we were like, wow, this is a whole new game, you know? So, well, that's cool. That's cool. And, the Walking Dead game.
I was listening to the Ladies of Elite and they're talking about how they love the Walking Dead game and they talked me into it. So I bought it. It's $25 and it's released in chapters. So you get the first chapter now with more chapters to come. So I bought it. I haven't played it yet. I don't know. I hope to play it some this week if Jay can find something else to do while I play that. And I want to play it because I love the comic and I love the show. So I'm interested to see how the game goes because I've heard you have to make hard decisions on who to save.
And then isn't it Telltale?
Telltale Games.
So have you done any Telltale games before, Buxley, or even watched Walking Dead?
I tried to watch Walking Dead. I got it. First of all, I'm a real wimp when it comes to apocalyptic sort of things. Right. I don't really like those things very much. But I got to the point in Walking Dead at the second or third episode where the guy is in the house with his son.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not going to say anything more than that because you know what part I'm talking about.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh, I know. I can't watch this.
Okay.
And then of course I watched the rest of that. And then I got to the next episode and for some reason I was just like, you know what? These people are, excuse my expression, these people are screwed.
Right.
So I'm not sure I could watch this. So I just stopped watching it. I actually have a suggestion for you and I don't remember if you said this on your show, but I'll give you that at the end after the last thing on the list.
Okay,
awesome.
Of something to watch.
All right.
But cool. No, so Walking Dead, not so much. I might pick it up again at some point because everybody raves about it. And I don't want this to turn into another one of those Buffy the Vampire Slayer things where it's like, oh, you know, I should have been watching.
Yeah.
Yeah, it all depends, man. I don't know. You know, I mean, I'm enjoying that last season wasn't all that great, so. And then here on the iPad, is that?
Yeah, I actually, okay, so Jay acquired the Walking Dead comics for the iPad, wow. And I've been freaking loving them. I was just whipping through them. I'm on like 20 something, I think.
The Walking Dead comics, yeah.
Yeah, they're so good, and they're so, and they draw you in, and it's a fast read, and I really like the art. So, yep. I'm excited to read more of those. I know a lot of people like them, and I want to get into the discussion on the forums, but there are spoilers. So that's why it'll be good to get caught up with the comics. So.
Right, right.
So yeah, I'm excited about that.
And then also this past week, there was a little, you know, some news that we talked about on, Gaming at the Dark, and kind of broke out after the podcast about some of the sadness with 38 Studios, the makers of Kingdom of Amalur: Reckoning. they actually are in some financial troubles. But come to find out, they did write a check at one point that did bounce to the state of Rhode Island, but they have came good. They're good on that check, so they're able to pay for their loan. So what happened here was that the state of Rhode Island, they gave, 38 Studios a loan, like $78 million, so that they'll move their business there to Rhode Island. And, you know, pretty much it was time for them to pony up and pay for their first loan installment, and they were unable to pay. And they're just going through some rough times at the studio. And one of the CEO is, Kirk Schilling. He's a friend of, Frog Pants, if I'm thinking correctly. Yep.
Right.
And, you know, so, I mean, it's always sad to see some, you know, video game developers to, you know, come on hard times like that, especially, you know, them just having, this being their first, you know, game under their belt, you know?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I was really surprised to read all about that.
Right, right. And you're a game developer yourself, right, Bucks?
Oh, kinda. I mean, I do mobile games for, I did them for Palm Pilots for quite a long time. And then I started doing it for the, iPhone and written in a regular utility app for the iPad. And right. I'm working on some other stuff too. But, you know, this is a one man operation, you know, it's not like, you know, them trying to do an MMO the way those folks are.
Right, right. Still, I mean, you have, you know, your product, you want to see your product grow and everything else. And, you know, I mean, you know, with iOS, if I'm thinking correct, cause I know it's $300 for the enterprise. I think it's $99 for, you know, so for any developer to kind of hop in and be able to develop their stuff. But I mean, we're talking like $78 million, you know?
Crazy. Yeah. At some point, that's just becomes funny money, you know?
Yeah.
It's like people are working a bank. They look at money and they're like, okay, I'm going to count this out. To everybody else, it's kind of like, oh my God. At that point, it's kind of like 78, 79. Pfft. What's the difference at that point, right?
I mean, know, right? Exactly.
Oh, crazy.
And then, Borderlands pre-order, Borderlands 2.
So excited. It's coming out September
18th. And we're big fans of Borderlands, and we're so excited about this first person shooter slash co-op slash mini MMO a little bit. And we're just excited about it. I mean, the thing is, man, so they have three levels. They have the $60 regular purchase. Then they have the $99 premium collector's edition, and then the ultimate, which is $150.
$150 bucks for a game.
What do they put in there for? Does somebody get out of the box and give you a massage while you're playing?
Well, you get a bobblehead. You get a locker for the bobblehead that looks like the medic vendor.
Yeah, it looks like the vending machine that you get
like your supplies out of. Yeah. And then there's a loot chest that is a pretty.
It's about a foot long.
It had a mini Dachshund. What is it?
Dachshund.
a mini Datsun fit inside of it.
Yeah.
So it has like a mini chest that's in the game also.
Yeah, it looks just like the ones that are in the game.
Cloth map, stickers, you know.
Art book,
comics, all this other stuff in the $150 one. But so we're kind of trying to figure out what we're going to do.
We're
not getting two. We know that.
We think we might get one of the ultimate versions and then get a regular version and split the cost.
Right.
It'll still be crazy. We'll still be spending like $100 each, but it won't be as bad as $300 each.
Right.
$300 a piece. So. Yeah.
And the cool thing is too, if you pre-order, you get in the premium club, which you get, there's a new race, not a new race, but a new character. And she's called a mechnomancer.
Mechnomancer,
which is like a necromancer, but it's mechanic. So you'll like be raising Wally from the dead and having Wally fight for you, you know, or C-3PO, you raise him from a bunch of junk and he's going to fight for you.
Yeah. So
it's something, I think Stephanie from Laser Elite described her sort of like, she looked like Tank Girl from the comic and,
oh, right.
Yeah, and thrown into this world. So.
So if you've never played Borderlands, Bucks, have you played Borderlands?
No. I played the demo. I played the demo on the PS3. But
I know it's,
I
know
was
it's
like
cel shaded.
One of the things on my list.
I know it's cel shaded, but it's a really good game.
Well,
so.
don't apologize for cel shading because Galadian said something.
I'm just saying. So that's on our list, and we'll be talking more about that as more stuff is revealed. I'm going to talk quickly about the books I've been reading. So I told you how that book was so boring. I was reading Gardens of the Moon, which is the first book of the series, Masalan, Book of the Fallen. I thought it was so boring. Boring, 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 horrible, horrible. And you know what? I said, forget this. I have too many other books to read, which is weird for me.
Yes. Very weird.
I am very completist, but I was like, I can't take it. I've been reading for so long and I'm only 18% and it's going to take me forever. So I sacked it. No more Masalan, Book of the Fallen. So if somebody tells me it gets better, I might skip to the second one or something. But so I started reading the Discworld series by Terry Pratchett. And I never read it, and I heard about it, because the whole world, Jay, the whole world of Discworld, it's the world is like a disc, and it's on the back of four elephants, which is on the back of a turtle that's flying through space.
What?
The world is a disc. Okay. It's an actual disc. And it's carried on the back of four elephants, which is on the back of a turtle. If you Google Discworld, you'll see exactly what it looks like. And see the images, and it'll show you exactly what it looks like.
Now, have you know what Renee's talking about, Bucks?
Oh, I know exactly what she's talking about.
Have you read the books before?
Yes, I have.
So
I've read Color Magic, yes. And I've read at least four or five of the other ones.
Huh. So this
is kind of cool.
So that's what I started off on, The Color of Magic. And some people said that that's not the best one all the time to start off on because his writing style changes.
Yes, it does.
But I wanted to start up, and I'm actually enjoying it. It's pretty cool.
It's good. And there's a Netflix. Do you know there's a BBC series on this?
No.
You used to be able to get it from Netflix. You still might be able to streaming.
I'm looking right now. What's the Discworld?
Is it called Discworld?
I think it's called Color of Magic for that. Let me just check.
Is it the English spelling of color?
Color? Yeah, no, it's the color you have. The spelling you have right there is the right one, I think. Yeah. Let me just check. See if I can find it. Color.
Oh, guess what, babe?
I can spell it right.
Since I looked up Color of Magic, you can watch the Rainbow Bright and Star Stealer.
I like Rainbow Bright.
Yeah, the Star Stealer movie is on instant streaming.
I liked it when I was young. I had the horse. Of course I did.
I'll edit the cue for you.
Of course you had the horse, Renee. So the color of magic.
I don't know if it's actually up there anymore.
So,
So
you kind of got me interested in maybe reading this.
See? You should. So, yeah, The Color of Magic. So, I think it's all the books I've been reading. I haven't been able to read as much. I go through stages. I go through reading book mode, then movie mode, then TV mode, and back around again. Right now I'm kind of in gaming mode.
This turtle's kind of cool looking, though.
It is cool. And he has a name. I can't remember what his name is. Do you remember, Bucks? He has a name.
Can't remember.
Yeah. Like, he has a name and the elephants all have names too.
That's awesome.
So. So, it's pretty cool. So, now I wanted to talk about some. Come on,
Jay. Wait a minute.
No.
I was going to suggest something.
You do?
Have you seen the series, BBC series Sherlock?
No, but it's on there.
It is
because
on
I want to watch it. I heard it's really good.
Yeah, we heard it was good.
Oh, it's better than that.
Is it excellent?
It's great.
Okay. Really?
Yeah, it's all right, real. There's only three episodes per season.
Oh.
The first season's streaming on Netflix. Second season, they just played on PBS. It's going to be on DVD really soon.
So that's
very, very well worth watching.
See, that's not
so
bad.
So they're very much like Luther. Was like short series.
Yeah. Okay, so maybe we'll dive deeper into that. Thank you.
See, that was one of the reasons why we didn't watch it, was because it was like, oh man, it's going to be like, you know,
10 episodes.
10 episodes we're going to have to watch.
Yeah, but it's like an hour and a half, I think, per episode. The second series is an hour and a half per episode. First series, I can't remember how long the things are. But, you know, I think one of the people on Twitter today, I forget who said it, said that it's like watching, you can't think of it as a TV series. You have to think of it as a series of short movies.
Right.
Okay. That's awesome. Okay, I want to know what else you've been watching, playing, or reading, Bucks.
Okay, I finished reading the Steve Jobs biography, autobiography. I'm currently reading Game of Thrones.
I'm sorry.
No, I like it. Don't listen to him. I liked it. I had to tell him what was going on.
I'm reading a book on writing.
You're writing a book. This is awesome.
I said I'm reading a book on writing.
Yeah, but
I thought he said I was reading a book he's writing. So I thought maybe he had written it and then he's reading it over. That makes no sense. But you know. So it's a book on writing?
Yes.
So are you going to start writing?
I've already started writing.
See? I know.
So if you need someone to read real fast your book, let Renee read it. Sure.
Is it going to be on Kindle? Because I love reading my books on Kindle.
I started it 6 months ago. I got about 20 pages in and I know where I'm going with it, but I haven't written anything since then. That's one of the things I'm starting up again. I alluded to in my posting about a week ago about Buxley, what other projects he's working on. I'm working on writing.
That's awesome. So
can we ask what genre, or do you want to keep it secret?
I've got actually two planned. One's in real life and one's kind of a fantasy thing.
Okay.
Okay, awesome.
But it definitely is the, you know, both humor, things. So we'll see if I actually carry through this or not. You're actually the first people outside of, the family that actually know about that.
You heard it here, man. It's a Valentine cast exclusive.
I know.
So
now I really got to come through with this. So hey, about 5 years ago, you said you could write a book. What's up with that?
Hey, you know what, Bucks? You don't have to worry about it. It's only, you know, you're like one of our only listeners. So it's fine.
Stop. Everybody who listens will be just fine with it. So don't worry about it. Our two people that listen.
Yeah, all two of them.
So are you playing any other games other than Diablo?
He's a busy man.
On the iPad, let's see what I got on here right now. I play those quick games on the iPad, which are always fun.
Yeah,
I play my game Undiscovered Word Search because I wrote it.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, we do. Discovered. People listen. Discovered Words. Pick it up.
I've got Angry Birds Space. I've been playing that. I was playing a game called Flight Control HD where you try and land planes as they're coming in.
Yep, I remember that.
And Draw Something a little bit.
I haven't played Draw Something in a while.
And basically, you know, lots of little games like that.
Right.
As far as watching other shows, I've been trying to keep up on The Office, which just finished last week. Big Bang Theory, which also finished last week. I'm a sucker when it comes to watching any food-related competition thing.
Oh, like Top Chef.
I watch Top Chef.
Really?
Top Chef Just Desserts, and Gordon Ramsay gets on there and he's yelling at people, and that's going to start up pretty soon. So I'll be happy about people that shouldn't be anywhere. Any sharp objects are going to be yelled at. That'll be fun to watch. So I like all that kind of stuff. It's kind of like, you know, the kids have got to the point, it's like, Dad, really? It's a food show. Again, food. You're watching this. It's like, look, okay, this is what I'm like. It's fun, right?
It's food. You like food, right?
Food's good. I eat it every day.
Yeah. I don't see you say, you know what? I don't want food today. So,
right. So, let's see what other shows. I'm like, the Sherlock ones are good. I've been watching reruns. I'm trying to catch up on all the episodes of 30 Rock that I missed.
Oh, I like 30 Rock.
And that's always a fun one to watch. Yeah,
definitely.
Can't think of anything else right off the top of my
awesome.
Head.
Awesome.
Yeah, they had their finale on 30 Rock last week.
I thought it was good.
It was pretty good. It was pretty funny. So, yeah. So, since we're talking about a little food shows and stuff, let's hop on into some food.
The fridge is not prepared.
I always love that.
Oh, it's my favorite little intro. So, I cooked some this week despite, all right. So I was telling Buxley this, but, so I've been cooking almost every day with my food plan and everything. I was so tired yesterday afternoon and I was going to cook instead of take a nap, and I was looking worn out, and Jay was like, no, we're having pizza. You're going to take a nap.
Yeah.
So that's the mark I wanna take a of nap true too. Love right there. That's true love. It's like, you'll eat pizza rather than home cooked meal.
Yeah, I mean,
that's awesome.
I mean, you've been doing a lot and everything, and you know, just one of those weekends. It's like, you know what? This is order pizza tonight, and you know, take a nap, and then you know, I get up early enough to order the pizza so to get here on time. You know, so
yeah, it was cool.
Yeah,
so I did cook. I tried a new recipe: apple stuffing stuffed pork chops, and this was a little ambitious for me. Because it was just different, but I think it turned out really well. We got some butterfly pork chops, and I made apple stuffing. It smelled like apple pie. It had, you know, all the spices in it, and I stuffed it in the pork chops, and I baked it, and it was really good.
It was.
It didn't need any salt or anything. It was super, super good. So that worked out great.
Yeah, and then another recipe she did that's not on here is the black bean and cheese quesadillas.
That was last week.
That was?
I think so.
No, I don't think
it was.
It
wasn't last week?
No, it was this week because...
Oh, it was this
because
week.
Because... So, oh, she made black bean and cheese quesadillas, Buxley. And Renee loves cheese.
I love cheese. Oh, cheese is awesome. I had couple pieces of cheese right before I got on the show.
I love cheese, too. But sometimes... there's this
sometimes
thing...
I love cheese too much.
So if I haven't said this on the show, I'm gonna say it now. I'm a little lactose intolerant. So like when I have ice cream,
what, you go and yell at cheese? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, man.
I'm not. Just get out of here, cheese.
No, actually, you know what? Renee yells at the cheese because of what happens after I had it.
Yeah, I yell at him. You gotta cut back on the cheese.
You gotta cut back on the cheese. You need to stop drinking the milk. You need to cut back on the dairy.
Even though Jay said to me, milk is for cereal, not for drinking.
Because Saturday morning I woke up, I was hungry. So I had worked Saturday night Friday night until 4:30 in the morning. And so I went to bed at 4:30 and I had been up almost 24 hours. So I was dead tired, but I got up at 10 because I knew I needed to go cut the hedges back before it got too hot. So I woke up and I was hungry. When I went to bed, I was hungry, but I'm like, it's 4:30. I'm tired. I'm going to bed. So I woke up and I went to go get some cereal. There was no milk. And I was like, if Renee didn't drink the milk, we could have had milk for cereal. And I told Renee, I was like, milk is for cereal, not for drinking.
I was like, no, it's for drinking because if I didn't drink it, it would spoil. So,
yep.
That thing because of...
We go through milk like it's going out of style.
Well, so you all have a full family over there. And
yeah, we got four people. Yeah. Okay, four people. Somehow we make it through like 5 gallons of milk a week.
You do not.
I swear to you.
That is awesome.
I don't know where it all goes because we drink it all, right? But, and cereal... But I don't know what the hell else happens. Excuse me. I don't know what the heck happens to it, you know, because it's kind of like, but we do. And people, I tell this to people and they're like, no. That's, and the way I look is like, you know, more milk in the house, the better. Girls are growing. Everything like that. Got strong bones. Awesome.
Yeah. It's awesome for girls to have milk, but 5 gallons of milk.
That's awesome. But so getting back to the story.
Oh, sorry.
I took it there. So getting back. So she made these cheese quesadillas, black bean quesadillas. They were great. They were so good. But the next 2 days, man, oh my goodness, my stomach was wrecked. And it wasn't until like, you know, 36 hours until I figured out what was going on. And I was like, how much cheese did you put on those quesadillas?
I said, about a half a cup.
Half a cup?
I was like, a third of a cup.
I was like, come on, Renee. There's a lot of cheese there.
I was like, oh wait, I made 3 quesadillas, 2 packages of cheese, two cups each. I had a half a package left. Yeah, there was a cup of cheese on each quesadilla.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, I'm telling you, literally, man, dude, my stomach was tore up.
But they were like, so good.
And
you gotta admit, it was good.
It was good, but I never had that happen before. And I was like, oh,
well, next time I won't put a cup of cheese, but.
So she made black bean quesadillas. Mm-hmm. And there was another recipe, but I can't remember.
I made red bean chili.
But there was no one before that one, too.
No, there wasn't.
But, so she made red bean chili also.
Yeah. And this was good. And chili, almost everybody knows how to make chili. So, but I try to follow new recipes just to see how it turned out.
Right.
So, it turned out really well, but it was so funny. I was in the middle cooking. I was like, oh, I don't have enough chili powder. And then I was like, oh, I don't have any eggs and milk for the cornbread because I had them at the time I got the cornbread, but I didn't then. So
she had milk for drinking, anyway. Not for eating.
So instead of going over to the store, my sister said, why don't you go to mom's house? Because my mom lives right around the corner. Why don't you go to mom's house? So I went grocery shopping at my mom's. I got like 6 things at my mom's house, so I didn't have to buy it.
Eggs,
so,
milk, thanks, Mom. Chili powder.
I got beans there.
Oh, you did?
I did get, cause she had hot chili beans.
Okay.
And I wanted that instead of the kidney beans. So,
okay.
Thanks. Oh, and beef broth. Thanks, Mom.
Yep.
So,
that's, Mr. Food Reality Show.
Do you
chef.
Like cooking your house or?
Oh, I love cooking. You know, I started cooking, a few years ago when I found Alton Brown on Food Network, because he's like an engineer guy. Well, right. He talks, all the engineers I know who know anything about cooking love Alton Brown, you know, because he explains all the science behind it and all that geeky stuff.
Oh, that guy.
He's awesome.
So that's how I got started. Then I kind of graduated into Cook's Country and Cook's Illustrated and all that stuff, because those people are like insane with figuring food out, because they'll make like 50 dozen cookies, literally 50 dozen cookies, just to get the right chocolate chip cookie recipe. So they go through all these different things to do this. So I usually subscribe to the magazines, I watch a show and all that stuff. And I'm very unhappy to say that I have not done any cooking for any substantial cooking for almost a month, because we've been so darn busy around here. We did break out the grill a couple weekends ago.
Oh, yeah.
So it's really windy where I live all the time. And it's not just for me talking. It's windy outside all the time. And that was a joke. Grill, I got a grill starter, electric grill starter, so I could start it without, you know, putting newspapers in and everything. And that worked great.
Right.
I made some pulled chicken, and, which is super easy to do. You just get a bunch of, chicken parts, put on the grill, grill them all up, and then let them cool down, and then shred them all, and
right.
put them into, you know, just take a whole thing of barbecue sauce, pour it in there, and mix it all up, and heat it up, and that's it. You know, right. Put on some buns, and that's it.
Oh, yeah.
But I found a faster way to do it.
Crock pot?
Nope. You go to the store, and you pick up one of those rotisserie chickens, and
yes,
you shred that.
Oh. Right. We did do that one time.
We did.
And that turns out, it's quick. It's easy to do, but I think next weekend or the weekend after that is I'm going to make a pulled pork. in the oven.
So I do mine in the crock pot.
And I'm going to try that. I should send you this recipe.
You should.
It's
more recipes
it's,
are better.
I've made it twice and it turns out really well.
Good deal.
And it makes a ton of stuff.
Yeah, what I usually do, I just go get like a pork shoulder or something, throw it in a crock pot, let it cook, all night. I'll start like at 8 o'clock and then cook through the night in the crock pot. And then in the morning, about 6 o'clock, I'll drain it all off, break it up. Then I'll throw barbecue sauce in there, all this barbecue sauce, and then mix it up, shred it and stuff. And then, I'll let it stay on, keep warm for the rest of the day or for, a couple of hours after that. And then I'll just heat it up later on. But that's how I normally do it. But yeah, definitely, be interested in seeing that pulled pork recipe.
Oh yeah, it's great. I've been thinking about this for about a week now. It's like, okay, gotta do something about this, but I gotta get back to cooking stuff because it's just like, it's insane how busy we've been and it's right. Finally starting to calm down. So, whew.
Yeah, I know, I have to thank you and, Bear Butt because you guys inspired me on the, on the popcorn thing.
Oh, right. How's that been going?
Oh, it's been great. I haven't done any in the past month or so, but when I first got the air popper, but the, Whirly Pop. Mm-hmm. And then went and got the flavor code like you had mentioned to me.
Right, right.
It's spot on. It's like, I want to make my own batch before I go to the theater and take it to the theater,
Right. do you use coconut oil?
I haven't got coconut oil yet. I'm still working with the oil that I have now, but I've done olive oil. Canola oil, or it's peanut oil. I can't remember. But I've also done bacon grease, where we had bacon grease while we cooked bacon.
I felt so guilty while I was eating that. Let me put it that way.
Yeah. So I'll put some bacon grease in there and, put a little bit. I don't put as much flavor coal in there when I make it with the bacon grease.
Right.
But I mean, it's different. It's definitely different and it's yummy. And I can't wait to go get the coconut oil.
You can get coconut oil at Walmart and you gotta look around for it.
But okay.
And don't be scared of it because you open it up and it's solid and you're like,
oh no.
Oh, it is solid?
Oh yeah. And it's like, you look at it and you're like, what? Wait a minute. But you don't use very much. Just like you don't use very much flavor call, because if you use too much flavor call, you're
gonna die in 2 seconds.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It would suck all the every bit of juice out of your body. Yeah, all the salt. How salty that is! But you just mix that up, and it works very, very well. Works really well.
How much coconut oil?
I just use about a spoonful.
Okay.
I just take a little heaping spoonful of stuff and throw it in there and then let it melt down in the Whirly Pop thing and mix the flavor call in there with it and mix it all up. And then, just start cranking away. Now I'm going to have to make popcorn tonight.
So I have to ask. So when you put in do you put everything in? Well, you use coconut oil, but you wait till it heats down.
Right.
Right. And then you put the flavor call in?
Yes.
And then the popcorn?
If I'm doing it in a Whirly Pop, yeah, that's the way I do that.
Huh. Okay.
If I make it in a regular popper.
Right.
One of those things with a little arm that rotates around inside it. Mm-hmm. I'll put the coconut oil in first. And then the flavor call after it melts, but then I'll put like two or three kernels of it to heat it up in the popcorn popper, and once those pop, then I'll pour the rest of it in and then let it go. Whirly Pop, I put all the popcorn in after the oil melts and after I put the flavor call in.
Okay, because I usually, so the way I've been doing it, because I'm using oil that's already melted, I'll put in the oil, then the flavor call, and then the popcorn.
You know?
So now I'm wondering if I should wait when I put the popcorn in.
Well, on the Whirly Pop thing, sometimes I do wait, sometimes I don't wait. The reason you wouldn't want to wait is because you don't want to, if you're using an oil that doesn't have, that might burn, you don't want to put it on too high. And actually, I've actually left oil on the stove where I left it on the burner on too high and it's actually gone into flames on the stove.
Oh, that's scary. Wow.
So yeah, that's not a good idea. Don't try this at home, children.
Yeah.
All the listeners out there. So I've been very vigilant about that. So you really just need to, if you use any type of oil that you're not really sure about, I would pour it in right to begin with, because if it burns, if the oil burns, it's going to ruin the popcorn anyway.
Right.
Right. And you don't want to get that kind of burnt flavor in there.
Right.
That'll ruin it all.
Okay. Well, cool. All
right. Another thing you should try, and I usually don't go for, well, I shouldn't say that.
No, go ahead.
I do go for microwave popcorn. When I'm in a hurry, I'll just make some of that stuff.
Right.
And I bought a box last week, so I'm not going to lie. But one thing you have to try if you haven't tried is the caramel corn, like Orville Redenbacher caramel corn.
I'm instantly
in the microwave. Have you tried that?
No, but it's amazing already.
Yeah, you got to go try this. It's really the most wicked looking stuff you've ever seen in your life, because you make a bag of popcorn, and then they give you this nice pouch of caramel to put in, and you peel it back and you look at it. It looks like a big wad of earwax, because it's all that dark. With brown sugar looking stuff in there.
Right.
You throw it on top, and then you close the bag up to let it melt on top there, and you shake it up really good, and then you spread it out onto a baking sheet and let it cool down a little bit. That's some good stuff. Now, it's not as great as if you make it from scratch yourself.
Right.
But it does well in a pinch.
Interesting. I'm not a huge, you know, the closest thing I'll get to like really sweet popcorn is Crunchy Munch.
Yeah.
Well, that's really sweet popcorn.
But
I mean, the closest thing. It's really
made,
sweet.
But it has nuts in it and it's made somewhere else. You know.
Yeah.
I know. But I'm also not huge on kettle corn either.
Right.
You know, so. But yeah. All right. Well, cool. We're going to get on a bit. Hey, we're going to go into some odds and ends. Valentine's
odds and ends. Odds and ends.
All right, Renee's trying to take me to Mammoth Caves for some odd reason.
He doesn't want to go to Mammoth Cave. I told him he needs to experience Kentucky.
And I told her I am loving what I've seen so far of Kentucky. And
so he's saying he doesn't need to go. Mammoth Cave is a big attraction for school children. I went a lot when I was a kid for field trips. It's fun. They have all different kinds of tours. They even have a tour that lasts 8.5 hours, Buxley, and you have to wear knee pads, and you have to wear the hat with the light on it. You have to crawl, and you have to climb. But Jay said we're not doing that.
Okay, so I got a question.
How fun does that sound?
Go ahead.
No, I said, how fun does that sound?
Sounds fun to me.
Go ahead, Buxley.
I have a question. How long have you been trying to talk them into this?
Well, I just started today. I wonder how long it'll take.
Okay, so I would suggest that this probably was bad timing on your part, only because if Jay has been working in Diablo 3 for the past week or so, you probably could not drag him into a cave and walk around in the dark with lights and everything
there.
Like that without thinking that Diablo 3 is in the back of your mind. Walking around.
There's not going to be skeletons in there.
There's going to be no treasure knoll or anything like that. I'm going to be able to chase down and get a bunch of money.
There'll be no treasure. It'll be all the dead things.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But they have shorter tours. They have easy, moderate, and strenuous.
And I said easy. And she was like, really?
You don't want to do moderate? We can do moderate. The moderate ones are like 2 hours long, 2.5 hours long.
And it's funny because on these tours, they're like, the tour is like, it says, how many steps it is? Like, moderate tour.
It's not that many steps.
850 steps.
It sounds worse than it is. It's really not that bad.
The initial 400 is down.
It's not that bad.
Okay, if you gotta go 400 steps down, that means what? You gotta go 400 steps
up. It could be worse.
Gosh.
Could be worse. Could be one step down.
One big step. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I don't want to go now. I'm glad you brought this. I'm glad he's on the show.
Whatever. We're going to go eventually. We got to do something.
Oh, you know you're going to go. If the wife wants to go, you're going to go, man.
We got to do something rustic and touristy every once in a while.
So, and what I'm trying to figure out, so like some of the stuff, elevation change, 160 feet, you know, one of these elevation change. Here, let me see. Elevation change, 280 feet. You know, I was like, come on.
Are you saying you don't want to be stuck under the ground?
250 feet, 300 feet.
You don't want to be 300 feet under the ground?
6.5 hours, Buxley. 5 miles.
Just do me a favor. If you see anything glowing on the ground, don't slap at it to try to get the loot out of it. Just run.
I am.
Okay, so we're not going to go on the strenuous one. Maybe the moderate one. Maybe
the moderate one. Hand and knee crawls over jagged rocks and dirt, crawling through wet areas, twisting into and out of tight crawling openings. All right, Buxley, I want you to take a look at the feed, the live feed. Look right at me.
Yeah.
Now, do you see this going through, you know,
we're not going to do that space? One. We're not going to do that one. I already know we're not. I
mean,
I know.
My camera is 720p. You know what I'm saying?
We're not going to.
And I'm filling my camera up.
Well, see, I got my fingers right here and I can fit in between those. So I think you can fit.
Oh. We're not going to do that one. We're going to do the ones where you don't have to slide between walls. Okay.
Okay.
It'll still be fun. It'll be fun. We're like packing lunch and everything. It'll be fun.
Jay, yeah. Just tell us on Twitter if you're going to go so we know where to go find it.
For real, man.
So there's that. Bring some dynamite
or something.
Jay being grumpy.
Get me out.
Okay, so, and then this is just a quick aside, but Jay's coworker is going to give us raspberry bushes.
Yep, she is.
I'm so excited.
Nice. So basically, she says she's had these bushes for 5 years, and every year she gives the children away. You know, I didn't know they were called children. I mean, she did put quotes, though, but she gives them away.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, because so, my mom has to do that with hers, too. She just throws them away.
She has them?
Not raspberry bushes, but other stuff.
Okay.
Other plants.
But so she was like, yeah, yesterday I picked 3 cups full of raspberries. And I was like, really? So she was like, you won't have raspberries this year, but next year you'll start having raspberries. So,
yay.
Which means that hopefully the squirrel that's been eating the bird food out of my bird feeder won't be eating my freaking raspberries.
Yeah, he threatened to shoot the squirrel, Buxley.
No. Well, see, you know, if the squirrel's been eating raspberries, you'll know because it'll be on his face.
Yeah.
And there'll be no denying it. You go up to that squirrel and say, hey, you've been, no. And if it's right across his face, you'll know who's lying. Like,
see, I don't even know if we mentioned this on the show about the squirrel.
No, we didn't.
So I bought a bird feeder because, you know, I want birds in the backyard and stuff like that. So I go and I fill the bird feeder up. And then the next, so this was like probably 2 weeks after having the bird feeder, no incident. So I fill it up. And then the next morning, half of it is gone. I'm like, really? Half of it's gone? That doesn't make sense. And I look on the ground, there's some on the ground. I'm like, and I look at the feed in the bird feeder and it's at an angle, like someone had pulled it, you know, and spilled out some on the side. And I was like, I bet you there's a squirrel or a raccoon that's, you know, in this feeder and everything. And I was like, no, probably not. You just said you thought it was maybe a raccoon.
Yeah.
And then I was like, I bet you it was that squirrel I saw in the back. He's like, ain't no way. Cause I saw this squirrel in the backyard and he was skinny, you know, and then that same day, that squirrel was back and his belly was big, Buxley. And I said, that dude is eating the bird food.
And I was like, how do you know that's the same squirrel?
So we sitting there cooking like 2 hours later and I look over my shoulder. I was like, Renee, look out the window. And the squirrel's over there. He's grabbed the bottom of the bird feeder, pulled it towards him, and he's sitting there just eating all my bird food. And I'm like, so I grabbed a couple of wood spoons and started smacking them against it. Bang, bang.
We like, I know the neighbors thought we were crazy. Bang, 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 bang.
You know.
So. You know, they make squirrel. Anti-squirrel bird feeders.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We're going
to
buy
just
one.
I just sent you a link to one.
That one
twists the squirrels around at various velocities. The one I sent you a link to doesn't spin very fast. But you'll have flying squirrels in the backyard. Might be the right thing to do. But you have a little Rocky Bullwinkle action going on back there is all I'm saying. If you throw one of these things on there.
Huh.
Flying squirrels.
Yeah.
It twirls them and it twirls them straight off.
This is awesome. I am going to put this in the show notes, and I need to see where I can find one of these at, because that is awesome.
That's not even the most high-powered one I've ever seen, but this is pretty good.
And it's just based off of his weight, right?
Yeah, there's a little thing that trips it when the squirrel gets on there. Yeah, based on his weight.
So is it automatic or something?
Yeah, it's a battery-powered thing, I think. And there's different ones. Here, I'll send you a link to another one, too.
That is awesome. Yeah, I'll include these in the show notes and everything. That is freaking awesome. That's right. Take that, squirrel. Take that. You wrote it. But yeah. So yeah, Renee's trying to get me to, go in a mammoth cave, and I have squirrels eating my bird feed. So
fun life, right?
Yeah. So do you have any podcast or anybody you want to pimp?
Do you want to pimp yourself out on the Valentine cast?
Well, I've like I said earlier, I've been working on some iPhone and iPad programs. You can see those at brightsidelabs.com.
Yep.
That's got a pretty simple website to show off some of the apps, and you can go read about them in the App Store or read about them online. Other than that, I really haven't been doing too much else. Haven't been doing any other podcasts. I've been listening to yours. I've been listening to The Instance, of course.
Uh-huh.
I listen to Mac Break Weekly and a few other ones that I listen to, you know, the Star Trek podcast. But, you know, it is what it is. I'm just trying to get stuff done with all the various projects I'm doing. And ever so often, things like Diablo 3 will happen, and it'll be like, okay, well, I got to finish this off.
Right. And again, that's brightsidelabs.com. So he has Undiscovered Words, the Bible Word Search, and the Tabletop Clock. Definitely check those out.
He's really smart, guys.
Oh, jeez. Yep. No, I'm not.
So.
you write apps. You're automatically smart.
Yeah. But yeah, man, thanks so much.
Thank you. This has been a blast.
It definitely has.
Oh, it's great talking to you guys. I was saying earlier that, you know, every time I listen to you guys, it's like having you right in the next room when I'm listening, when I'm working on stuff. And it's great to be able to sit there and talk and have you hear me.
Right.
Okay. I had to put you on the spot, Buxley, because since you're here, I have to ask you a question.
Sure.
How do you think Thrall feels about Diablo 3 finally coming out?
Oh.
Put you on the spot.
Putting on the spot.
That's take some time. I know it happily put him on the spot.
I'm stunned.
But why would Thrall care about
that? Hey, no, Thrall knows. There's actually, I think he's going to sue Blizzard for copyright infringement, because there's actually a monster in the game at some point called a something or other Thrall. And I saw that in there, and I thought, oh, you know, right Thrall. There, Thrall's going to be banging on their door asking for a little residuals for the name, you know, a little money for that.
He's probably upset because people aren't helping him out as much as they used to now that Diablo came out. It's really sad.
So anyway, and since you asked, I have to at least, when I finish answering the question, I have to ask, at least say, thanks for your question.
That's what I wanted. Yay! Nice.
But man, so if you make a comeback with, do you ever see yourself coming back with something like that again, or?
I don't know. I don't know if I do. With maybe one or two things for the instance, maybe as a short one-off sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really going to try and concentrate on that writing stuff that I was talking about earlier, because I used to write. I wrote a brief humor column for one of the computer magazines back in the day.
Right.
I did all that writing for the 24 stuff, which was easily 200 or 300 pages worth of stuff all total.
Wow.
So I think I can do it. It's just a matter of getting the time to sit down and actually spend the time to do it.
Yeah, totally understand, man. With you know, you have your two growing girls and just work and everything else. I mean, you have a lot going on. I mean, you have your apps, and we're definitely looking forward to, you know, hopefully reading some of your books and stuff like that. Definitely.
Well, if I ever get one done, you'll be the first to know.
Well, we really appreciate it, man, and really appreciate spending the evening with us.
Thank you for coming on.
Well, so, thanks for having me, you guys. I really love talking to you both, and this has really been a great, great thing. I really enjoyed it. Thanks so much.
So how can people get a hold of you if they want to see what you're up to?
The absolute best way is to join Twitter and follow Ask Buxley.
That's AskBuxley.
That's right.
So you can reach us by email, thevalentinecast@thevalentinecast.gmail.com. You can also see our blog at valentinecast.com. The podcast Twitter feed is ValentineCast.
You can also call us at 415-75VCast. That's 415-758-2278. I know I'm going to mess it up. The video can be seen at youtube.com/ValentineCast. Jay's Twitter feed is The Cowboy, CAOBOI. And my Twitter feed is The Ice Flow.
As always, we want to thank you for listening. And we want to thank the guys at PrettyLightsMusic.com for letting us use their music. So check them out. Go see their new albums that they have out there. They're free, but they do ask for donations. And again, we want to thank them. Thank you, Buxley. Thank you so much for being on the show.
It was great being here.
You didn't thank me.
Thank you, Renee. Oh, I thank you every morning, babe.
Oh, yeah.
For loving me so much.
Gag. All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. We'll see you all later. Have a great week.
Bye.
Say it, Buxley. Say it.
Thanks for your question.